So if you remember from last week, one of my assignment or my duty is to help my grandmother when she was eating because she was blind at the dining table. But also another duty that I was assigned to or was given at a young child is that to take my grandmother when she go to church, right? I would have to lead her. There's always a routine that she would do, right? The first place that she would go to is the Marian Grotto to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she would kneel there for a very long time. And I was very impatient at the 4 or 5 year old. I didn't want to be there. But she always asked me to stay close to her. And she taught me. I still remember one of my earliest memory of me learning how to do the sign of the cross was that she took my hand and she say, "Nhân nhân cha và con và thánh thần, Amen." That's in Vietnamese, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then also when we do the rosary at home, I have to sit close to her, you know, like I can never get away from my grandma. And so she would always make sure I say my prayer, especially when I doze off, you know. Whenever we read, whenever we pray the rosary at night and I begin to doze off, she would elbow me. Right? "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in the now and at the hour of our death." Amen, right? So she would always remind me to pray. And that is an important thing. And back in those days, when we go to Mass in Vietnam, men would sit on one side, women would sit on the other side with the children. So I got stuck with her again at Mass. Like, never, ever get away from her. But my grandma, because I got stuck to her, she taught me what it means to believe. What it means to truly believe. Because my faith, I have learned when I was young that my faith isn't just something that I have gained on my own understanding, my own ability. My faith was given to me by the people I love. We get asked all the time, why do you baptize children? Why do you don't let them choose for themselves when they get older for baptism? Why do you force baptism upon a young child who cannot decide for him or herself? Perhaps that's a wrong way for us to look at it. For us as Catholic, it's never a forcing of my faith upon them, but it's the sharing, it's the giving of what is truly important for me. My faith to the people I love. And I'm baptizing this child that I truly love by making him or her not only my child, but a child of God, baptizing him or her in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's the love that motivates us, that we want to share what is truly important for us to the ones we love, the one we care, the one who mean the most for us. So therefore, we're Catholics here. Many of us are cradle Catholic. Because someone loved us enough to give us the faith. Someone loved us enough to teach us how to grow in the faith. Someone loved us enough to take the time to help us grow in that faith even when we were dozing off, when we didn't want to keep the faith, even when we were lost. Someone helped us and gave us what is important for them. And this is exactly what Jesus said today in the gospel reading. He gave us a great commission, right? Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Huh? And teaching them what I have commanded you. We're good at baptizing children. Huh? We're good at making them go to CCD. Or religious education, and once they have reached their graduation with confirmation, it's goodbye. I graduated, I'm done. No more CCD classes now. I can sleep in. I don't have to care what my parents do anymore. And then they fall off the wagon. But remember what Pope Francis say, the sacrament of confirmation is not the sacrament of goodbye. It's the sacrament of hello. Hello to a personal life of faith that what my parents, my grandparents, the people who've gone before me, given to me, need to become my own faith. So what am I doing in order to truly love the faith that have been given to me? It's a two-way street. Yes, I receive what is given to me, but I also need to live out what is important for the people who love me, so that I carry on the sacred gift, the invaluable gift, the gift that had given to me as children of God. I still remember today that one of the sisters, when we went to church, taught us the meaning of the sign of the cross. Perhaps it's not theologically correct, but I still remember it today that as a little child, when I was taught how to do the sign of the cross by the sister, remember them? Those mystical nuns, like unicorn you never seen in recent days? They taught me that when you put your hand upon your head, say in the name of the Father, Heavenly Father, open my mind to understand your will. And of the Son, open my heart to truly love your will in my life. And the Holy Spirit, strengthen me, O Spirit of love, so that I can bear and to hold and to have the strength to continue and to live the faith that's been given to me. That's what taught to me by the nuns. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The sign of the cross is one of the earliest and the most intimate sign that make us Catholic, because we do it all the time. So are we proud of doing the sign of the cross? Or whenever you go to church, you're fearful like everybody gonna judge you. You look left and right and do, I seen people like left, right. Okay, no one looking at me. Okay, do the sign of the cross slowly, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We mark ourselves with the sign of faith, with the sign that has been given to us, the greatest sign of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Any words that we can put or talk about the Trinity will fall short of either what in theology we would call partialism or modalism. I'm not going to bore you with theology. But any way that we try to understand Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will fall short. Because there's no significant words that could put into expression of this immense love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit except the word love. The Father loved the Son so much that He gave Himself totally and completely to the Son, and the Son loved the Father so much that He gave His everything to the Father. And that love between the Father and the Son, it's the Holy Spirit that unites them together, but also make them distinctive. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's love. The lover, the beloved, and love. Father, it's the original lover. Jesus is the beloved, and the Holy Spirit is that love between them. So how can we live this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love within our own life? Well, the church gives us the key to that. So that when, if you hear all of the prayers in the church, what do you hear? We pray to our Heavenly Father as if we are Jesus, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is that love between Father and the Son, help us to become more like Christ. Help us to become more like Christ each day in our words, our action, our life, our deeds, so that we can truly be proud of being sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. We can call out to Him and say, Abba, Father, I love you. I want to do your will. I want to be more like you. I want to become Christ for others. And I cannot do it by myself. I need the strength that come forth from the Holy Spirit and the grace out forth by Christ. I want to be conformed like you. My brothers and sisters, I invite you, the next time you do the sign of the cross, do it slowly and do it with meaning. And I'm going to challenge you too. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable, especially for me as a priest. In this part of the country where Catholics are minority, right? When we go to eat or go out to dine, sometimes me wearing my clerical, I get stared down a lot, you know? I get stared down a lot, and then when I say grace or do the sign of the cross, people look, another spectacle to behold, right? So I'm just inviting you what I myself find hard to do, that perhaps the greatest expression of our faith is not going to be shown on how we're going to be on TV or how we're going to change millions of people, but simply how we live our faith in small ways. Perhaps with the sign of the cross before we eat, by saying grace, by how we intentionally slow ourselves down when we say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Truly, my brothers and sisters, treasure the gift that hath been given to you and me by the people who love us. And I hope you and I too, as parents, grandparents, or relatives of young people, hand on the faith that hath been given to us so that they can receive what is truly important for us. This faith that this world will never or can never rob away from us. This faith that reminds us, no matter what happened, we're called to be more like Christ through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, so that we're proud to call God our Father, the one who lives in us and through us, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.